Good morning and good coffee, everybody. Hey, it's time for some morning coffee with Larry, and I'm glad that you are here joining with me today for a nice hot cup of Joe. And today I'm enjoying half and half creamer in it. Makes it so good. I like the flavored creamers, but I do like something a little heavier than milk, but not quite like putting the straight heavy whipping cream into the coffee. That's just a little bit too much. But half and half is just so fine. And so I'm hoping you're having a good morning cup of Joe or cup of tea or something else that you may enjoy. Oh, got a little bit of crud in my throat that the coffee is going to have to do some therapeutic work on. Well, today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, and I hope all of you had a chance to see the eclipse yesterday, the second of the great American eclipses. Dawn and we went down to, I was going to say Southern Illinois, but, you know, not too far south. About an hour or so to the town of, Sisney. And we were there at some friends for a little party, Ken and B. And they did a wonderful job hosting us on their beautiful little country home. And we got to enjoy totality. And I know some folks, I can see the eclipse, but it's we don't have totality. It's like, you know, there is nothing like totality. I had seen partial eclipses before. And 7 years ago, my son Aaron and I, we went down to Dixon Springs State Park in the southern, very southern part of Illinois, south of Marion, down by Vienna. And I was absolutely blown away. When you see the pictures of totality and you see the dark moon and you have all these flares from the sun that are, you know, the light kind of stuff, I guess you call it the corona, that's coming out. You see it in the picture and it's like, okay, that's really cool. But when you look up in the sky and you see that effect, oh my gosh, it is mind-blowing. It is such an experience. And after seeing it 7 years ago, it was like, I have to see it one more time. And we had a good long time period of totality. I know it was up in Effingham, which is just south of our farm. They had it, but it was only for, I don't know, 30 seconds, something like that. And we had it for 3 minutes and I think 50 seconds. And it was just, I was just, even though I had seen it before, I was just absolutely blown away again. You got the neat little other effects that, you know, kind of lead up to it as it's getting darker and darker. That even though, you know, of course, it gets darker every single day, but when you have the sun at the horizon, you don't get the same effects as if the sun is, for the most part, directly above you. But it was neat. It was a really cool experience down there. I think everybody was just kind of floored by it. But then we came home, and on the way, we were watching a camera that we had in our machine shed because we had a goat that was getting ready to kid her first baby. She had been, honey, what was the, was she due on the day before on Sunday? Yeah, she was due Sunday. But she hadn't kidded yet. And so we had her in a pen in the machine shed. And we were going to just see how things went. And as we're watching, we're seeing some restlessness, which is an early sign that, hey, something's moving. something's happening. And we got back and we sat with her for quite a while and just not making much progress. And then the magic and the miracle of birth started, and we realized that that was not a nose coming out, but that was a tail coming out. And so Dawn hopped in there to help with the breech birth. And we were getting that baby situated. And the next thing you know, out comes a twin. And it's like, oh my gosh. And then a little bit after that came the triplet. So she had three beautiful babies there in quick short order after the first one came. So that was pretty neat. That was amazing. And she's doing fine. I went out there early this morning just to check on them. Couldn't see all the babies on the camera. It was like, okay, want to make sure everything's cool, and everything was. So having the early afternoon a solar eclipse, and then in the late afternoon had triplets. So yesterday was a pretty neat day. And you know, I think when it all comes down to it, there's wonders and there's miracles and there's things to amaze us every single day. But do you recognize them for what they are? I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman who was purchasing a piece of equipment that we had on the farm and we just weren't using anymore. And we were talking about a variety of different things, just shooting the bull. And the topic of the eclipse came up, and he just didn't seem to have much of any interest whatsoever. And so I was kind of talking it up, as I would be known to do, and just didn't seem to faze him. He wasn't planning on, you know, going out and looking at it. He wasn't getting together with people. He didn't have any glasses or anything like that. And he lived in the middle of totality. He was at the perfect location. But it just wasn't a thing for him. You know, there's big things that can happen that we may not notice. There's also little miracles that happen that we may not notice. And I think what I would encourage you to do today and every day is make a decision on what you want to focus on. And I'm going to challenge you to focus on the everyday miracles that are out there. What's an everyday miracle? Well, one that I saw earlier this year, I was simply walking, you know, around the farm doing things, and I went across to the old farmhouse where my grandparents lived. And in the middle of the grass was a little purple crocus. And I had to smile, because there it was, surrounded by grass that hadn't really kicked in and started growing yet. And there was this little beautiful purple crocus. Now, in one sense, that's kind of a miracle as it comes up, but it's also predictable. But here was the miracle part. When I was a freshman in high school, in the fall of 1979, I was in the FFA, Future Farmers of America, at Effingham High School. And we had a fundraiser for our club. And we were selling flower bulbs that you plant in the fall so they come up in the spring. And my grandma purchased several bulbs for little purple crocuses. Now, 1979 was a long time ago. and she planted them in her yard. And guess what? At least one is still popping up after all these decades. 45 years. That's a neat miracle. And it was roughly around the same time. I was out in the far part of our farm, which is where my great-grandparents had lived. And they had their homestead. And my dad purchased the homestead, purchased the ground in 1967. And the buildings, most were gone bad. The house was bad. There was two barns that were still good. But he bulldozed everything from the farmstead down into a ravine. And so he could turn it into tillable farm ground. Well, every year, there's a whole bunch of daffodils that come up where the farmstead was and down into the ravine. And that's my great-grandma's garden. And it's still there. The flowers still come up. There's those kinds of miracles. There's all kinds of different miracles. You know, you watch and see, you know, like here, the birth of goats. But if you just stop and look, whether it's things in nature or with different people, things you wouldn't expect, you know, you run into an old high school acquaintance or a high school friend that you hadn't had any contact with for years, or maybe it's somebody from college, and you bump into them and you have the opportunity to catch up on things. And you find out, you know, kind of like a little bit of what's happened in their life. And it's like, wow, I didn't expect that. I didn't think that, you know, that person's life would go in that direction, whether it's for the good or for the bad, or it was bad and it turned good. You know what? We should be thankful for, you know, how things, you know, how God works in his ways in people's lives. You know, the miracle of sobriety, you know, if somebody has, you know, been caught in an addiction of some sort, you know, the amazement of, you know, people who hope to have kids, but they never did. Then all of a sudden comes a surprise baby. You know, there's all kinds of little things. It's real easy to focus on the bad things because they make us feel bad. But boy, it's so much more beneficial when you allow yourself to be amazed by the different everyday miracles that happen. So that's what I'm going to challenge you to do today and every day. Look for those everyday miracles. Let yourself smile and share them with somebody else. Well, that's it for today, keeping it short and sweet, and we will catch you next time for another cup of coffee. Take care. Bye-bye.